Warren uses sports analogy to assure voters she will stay in race. Wisconsin is halftime, convention final play. By Penny Starr on March 2, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, issued a memorandum from her presidential campaign on Sunday using a sports analogy to make it clear she will stay in the race until the Democrat nominating convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in July. In SIC, the road to the nomination, the Wisconsin primary is halftime, and the convention in Milwaukee is the final play. The memo, written by Warren's campaign manager Roger Lau, said, "Our grassroots campaign is built to compete in every state and territory and ultimately prevail at the national convention in Milwaukee," the memo said. Unlike billionaire Tom Steyer, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Pete Buttigieg, who all dropped out after the South Carolina primary, Team Warren's memo is upbeat about the next big test, Super Tuesday. The memo said, "We expect Elizabeth to have a strong delegate performance on Super Tuesday and see the race narrowing considerably once all the votes are counted. We believe that Super Tuesday will greatly winnow this field and it will become clear that only a few candidates will have a viable path to the Democratic nomination, and Elizabeth Warren will be one of them. But as the dust settles after March 3, the reality of this race will be clear. No candidate will likely have a path to the majority of delegates needed to win an outright claim to the Democratic nomination." Fox News reported on how the Democratic National Committee could affect this summer's convention. Under new rules adopted by the Democratic National Committee, DNC, for this election cycle, if no candidate receives a majority of delegates at the first balloting, then a second ballot will be held in which so-called superdelegates, or party insiders, would have a say. In 2016, such superdelegates were allowed to vote in the first ballot, rankling Sanders supporters. Some left-of-center commentators were incensed. Warren campaign admits that their goal is to steal the nomination from Bernie through corrupt deals at the convention, wrote journalist Michael Tracy. However, Warren and her supporters noted that in 2016, Sanders himself argued against awarding the nomination automatically to the candidate who receives a plurality of delegates. The shifting candidate field means that Joe Biden, Sanders, Warren, and billionaire Michael Bloomberg are still standing as voters head to the polls on Super Tuesday. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.